Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, welcome to the Clicking Balls. This is the Brisbane Lions 2018 season primer. It's Josh and Heath here. Brenton's on bar duty. But we've got our resident expert, Brisbane Lions, Harv from Halftime. How you doing, Harv?
Oh, good, mate. How are you?
And we've got Ricky again from Sports Berserk. How you doing, Ricky?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about Halftime?
I've got a partner in St Arnett who I basically draw. We do a bit of racing, a bit of NRL, bit of footy, we do sort of limited edition prints, and gives me an excuse to do caricatures of all the greats. So yeah, I love the racing. It's good fun drawing the horses and
really
select footy jockeys have just got great heads to draw
because they're on little sticks.
Yeah, just, you know, they've been out in the sun, they get up early, and so jockeys are good to draw. Cricket is good to draw. We don't sell any cricket stuff, but cricket is great to draw.
Don't have to draw the jockey's hair either, just put the helmet on.
Yeah, put the helmet on, that's right. And then you get a bit of colour. They're really colourful, and, you know, all the horses look a bit the same, I suppose.
Don't want to sound stupid, but has Winx kept you busy on that side?
Oh, Winx was great. Like I was saying to Rick before, we sold out before I'd even drawn it. You know, I didn't even know if I was going to do it.
I should have just done the pro heart then, just gone, yep, horse, done.
So, yeah, no, Winx was good. Yeah, apparently they sell in the States, and there's a huge following in France, and...
that's a different following in France, though. They're just looking at, you know, what's the meat grade like?
Must be the Melbourne supporters.
What cheese goes with horse?
All right, so the Brisbane Lions finished with a wooden spoon this year with 5 wins. But we've always said, maybe the best wooden spoon side of the last 10 years.
I'd say ever. I would take this wooden spoon side to go against, you know, some of the great sides of the 70s and 80s.
And the great wooden spoon sides of the year.
Well, the greatest wooden spoon side is, of course, 1916 Fitzroy.
Well, Harvey's
World War One.
Yes, and won the flag.
Won the flag from with the wooden spoon. So you're not going to do better than that. But 18th, it's almost accepting of the wooden spoon was going to happen. But
we're sort of buoyant.
Yeah.
Interesting when you think that, like, Voss never won a wooden spoon and Norda Lipic.
Yeah, really.
And they were both gone. And, but, you know, there's a little bit of joy with Fagan.
I absolutely think he's the right person for the job.
Yeah, I think so. Just getting Hodgie alone was bloody good.
Honestly, when that was
Brisbane
first floated,
champion, Hodgie.
People were saying it might be a bit of a joke, but the people who weren't taking it as a joke were Fagan and Hodge, which are obviously the most important people.
It was funny because it was rumoured mid-year. it was rumoured mid-year that he was the Gold Coast were looking at him, but it turned out to be somebody, you know, just got the right area code, just the wrong club. But, I mean, we can go through if... That might be one of the highlights for the year for Brisbane, is securing Luke Hodge. So, as a long time,
supporter, I was never a big rat for Hodgie. You know, I always thought he was a bit of a sniper. And
so massive 180 now.
He's our sniper now. I love him. Look, you know what it was? It was that I watched that game that Fagan said he watched, where Hodgie was in the they mic'd him up on the ground.
Yeah, Adelaide game.
Yeah, yep. And he was running around, you know, telling everybody where to stand, and he just did it in such a... You know, Hawthorn has a bit of a reputation of being bastards on the field and, you know, not great in the locker room. Like, hard.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
hard.
I know, and, bastards works.
And he was terrific, you know. But the best thing of all was in the... I don't know if you remember it, but they were standing in the circle, and Ryan Burton, and the cameraman was in the middle, and Ryan Burton went, all right, you blokes out of there. You know, he's a young kid. Mm. He's being a bit of a smart ass, and he was telling the cameraman to get out of there. And Hodgie was one guy away from him, reached across, tapped him on the shoulder, just went, no, don't do that. Mm. And then they still had the mic on him, and he went over and he said, you know, don't do that. And, you know, while the cameras are on, you know, they'll think everybody will think you're an arsehole, they'll get into you on social media, all that sort of stuff, you know. And it was brilliant.
He's more like, I'm mic'd up and the camera on me, so this is really big for me.
This is my media career I'm pitching for right now.
It was a Channel 7 game and he was employed by Channel 7. He didn't know he was playing next year. He was looking after his paybook. Don't worry about
absolutely
that.
Absolutely.
But you're right. But that, I think that was the game that opened up a lot of people to what, you know, when they talk about on-field leadership and, you know, the on-field coaches, that's what they do. And he's been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah.
Now he's going to do it for the Lions. And they need that leadership because they're missing it. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of the problems I saw with Brisbane this year was they'd fall apart under pressure.
Mm.
Not dramatically, definitely not as dramatically as they did in 2015, 2014, but having a guy like Hodge on there to reinforce the structure, the game plan, and just get some of the younger lads like, all right, lads, no, we've still got this. It's not done.
Yeah.
Get back to your spot. Do your
thing. Start kicking backwards and sideways.
Yeah.
You know, Hodgie's there to be kicked to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seemed like no one was, not no one, a lot of the players weren't quite confident enough to take it on. They were looking for someone like Zorko to give it to and just say, you do your thing. I'll handball and run away.
Yours.
Yeah. Also, any team, especially the younger teams, they'll do that when the pressure's on.
They don't need the person to fuck up.
The leadership, they'll fall back on habits. So instead of worrying about structure and where I'm playing my role, they start going, all right, and now I'm just chasing the ball. Yep. Then it becomes an under 13 game.
Let's not worry about themselves.
Yeah,
you do, and it's natural. I think that happens everywhere, no matter what job you're in. But I think too, every team needs that "don't fuck up my club" person. And while everyone knows that Hodge has had such success with Hawthorn, if he's in Brisbane, he's in Brisbane.
Yeah,
and he's going to say all these young lads who might be skiding off, "don't fuck up my club."
He's a competitive bastard, without a doubt.
It was interesting. Yeah. I was reading a thing this morning where he'd spoken. He said he's going to speak to Jordan Lewis and ask him how far he should go with these young guys, like, you know, how much of a prick should I be, you know, should I, you know, be
all the way, I'd say.
Or, yeah, oh look, I suppose some of them could, yeah, mate, footballers are different today, you can't
keep
smacking them over the back of the head,
but not while the cameras are rolling.
You guarantee.
I think you find as well with the best coaches, and Hodge is playing a coaching type role.
He's a playing coach.
The best coaches, and you know, Paul Roos came into the Melbourne Footy Club and things like that, they identify the different players and what they respond to. So, you know, like, and Hodge will be finding that out with doing more and more of that sort of stuff. He'll know.
If I say that times,
to this, I'll just get stuck into him and he'll get fired up and he'll play some great footy.
Yep.
Him, I'll give him a pat on the back every time he fucks up.
He needs
up
a bit of a cuddle.
That's right. And, yeah, that is going to be probably the most interesting part to watch for the Lions season next year. Well, watching Hodge and how he gets involved.
Be one of them. I don't know how many games he'll play, but just being around would be awesome.
That's it. It's more how many training sessions is he there for. Exactly. That's what he's there for.
But you throw him in the back line with Harris Andrews and Gardner and McStay and these young blokes. You
There's know, a lot to like about Andrews.
Oh, Andrews is going to be a star.
The highlights for the year past, I mean, two wins over Gold Coast. There's always that battle for airtime in Queensland in the rugby dominated market. The best you can do is beating the rivals down the road.
Well, in the past, we've been physically smashed by, I think Rocky got knocked out by May twice, cleaned up Steph Martin last year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. His beautiful little push.
Yeah, definitely pushed him into that.
The hand of God, yes.
And the hand of God. So it is full on. And beating him by a point was, pretty exciting. And also, when you're not a great team and you have a one-point win for the first game of the year, it gets you up. It doesn't last long.
You take your wins where you can get them.
Absolutely. Yep. So, beating them, it's good. The Essendon win was probably my highlight.
Really? Yeah. It was a battling effort, that one.
Yeah.
It's one thing for, the favourite side to make mistakes, but you can force mistakes, and when they do make them, you've got to pounce on them.
Mm.
And especially, like, I thought one of the highlights for Brisbane this year was Eric Hipwood as well.
He's terrific. Yeah.
20 games, 30 goals. It's not a bad...
Probably put a bit of pressure on Paul Shecky, Hippy doing so well, and the Lions have got their eyes on this kid, Connor Bellenden, in this year's draft.
Is he academy player?
Yeah. So I suppose there was a little bit of pressure on Shaq. It was a bit of a shame to lose Shaqy because, he had something.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. But Hippie's got that X factor, I think.
Something else.
That's what it is. He can make something happen when there's nothing. Mm. A little bit of Jeremy Cameron about him, and it might be just because he's a wiry
Yeah, worry. He's put a bit of muscle on, apparently, but he'd want to.
Yeah, I got to say, he couldn't take any off.
Get out of bed.
And what else have we got? Zorko has won three best and fairest in a row now. That's no mean feat.
Well deserved. Yeah. I'd go as far to say he's the best midfield forward gun around because he goes forward and kicks goals.
Yeah. But is a lot of that he needs to because there's nobody else there. A little bit, you've got to take it. He's got to take the game on more than, you know, I don't know, like a Selwood would.
Yeah. I'd put him in the top 10 players in the league.
His consistency is there.
He's that good.
Oh, like he always plays well. He always plays
with aggression.
Stats, even they tag him, and you know he can beat tags. He's terrific. But we didn't have Christensen missed pretty much the whole season. I still don't know how good Christensen's going to be, but having a pretty fair forward, Zorks probably did have to stand up and take that role. And then losing Robertson for most of the year too.
Yeah, Robinson, I thought he's had a great year, even though he had to sit out a few times. But, geez, he's got that mongrel about him. And he is that arsehole that you want on your team.
Well, he probably missed the full back half of the season. But, yeah, he's awesome.
Made a name for himself in that Essendon game, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah.
I think in the game against the Swans where he was hassling Buddy.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
Well, that was actually, I think it was Robertson at. You're saying Nick Robinson.
Mitch. Sorry,
Nick Robinson was fantastic against Buddy that day because he sort of ragdolled him a bit. I know Buddy let him.
Yeah,
because he was after the free and went back and kicked the goal
as he does.
But a lot of people stood up, especially a lot of supporters stood up and took notice. I always thought Robinson was, you know, that sort of, you know, you're never going to be, you know, those guys. You're never going to be a great team with those guys running around. But no, he was pretty good last year.
But that's what you got to do when you're playing against those superstars because you're not going to beat him on talent. Mm. So try something else. Mm. But Mitch is another good one because he was one of the... He had 15 best and fairest last year or something. He was one of them.
15, 16, yeah. He was one of those.
When he left Carlton to go up there, you thought he could be gone in a couple of years. But he's turned out to be one of the leaders up there, which is fantastic.
Yeah, very much. And very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's a hard nut. And he's our... Yeah, it's the same old story. I didn't particularly like him at Carl, but he's our hard nut.
He's not the brightest, but...
Oh, I don't know. You might be right.
He tries his best.
I met him last year. He's a terrific fella, like a really lovely fella.
He looks like a what you see is what you get type of bloke.
Pretty much,
So what is the lowlights then for Brisbane? Because they didn't have... I thought the losses they had, some of them were big, but they weren't... monstrous losses.
Well, I'd say one of the lowlights would be the round 23 loss because they've gone in there going, all right, spoon bowl, let's see how this goes. And they managed to lose by so damn much. North ended up finishing three spots higher than they thought they would.
That was an interesting loss. Because I suppose we went into, well, as supporters, we went into that game thinking we were a chance. But you just wonder how bad North really were.
As a North fan, I went in thinking, I hope we're not a chance. Number one draft pick would be great.
Exactly.
Round 23 can throw up funny games, though. It did look like a couple of times both teams had to be reminded that there were defence as well. Like the backs were just like, oh, yeah, you got this one. But, yeah, that could happen in round 23. But obviously the big one is losing Rockliffe. It might be one of those blessing in disguises, though, because he's tested the market a couple
Fagan
of times.
Fagan will be happy that he's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
The coaches at the Lions, I mean... it's probably unfair to say that Rocky knifed Vossi and then got Leper, but it's probably not that far from that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think either asked him for a letter of recommendation afterwards.
The classic for me is that when we had the go-home five, which turned out to be go-home seven or something, Rocky and Hanley were into him. Into him. You guys, you know, go home, sook your mums, all that sort of stuff on Facebook. That's interesting. Good luck to him. You know, I loved him when he played with us, and he's hard and he's in and under. And we probably could have thrown him forward a bit more. I reckon he's, I think he was a centre forward in his junior footy. And I reckon he's got probably more forward time. He'd be terrific. But he was a good player, and good luck. You know.
Well, Brisbane's forwards improved dramatically in 2017 over 2016. I checked out, they averaged three more goals per game.
That's a good start.
Which is a brilliant turnaround.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, although Lepich went very defensive, but he was attack for the first half of that season, and then we get smashed on the other rebound. Line. Yeah.
So the other outs, Clay Beams has been. He got delisted.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise because you know they got Dane up there. They've got alternate sleeves, right. and it gave us great balance. So I was a bit surprised. I have heard they might pick him up.
Re-rooking him.
Re-rooking.
Yeah. Depending on who's around, I guess. But
and Cian Hanley, Hanley's brother. Mm.
Kian or Siren or
that
one.
I just want to get him back on the list so he can run his career into the ground and really get
back. It's playing the long game on that one. That's taking hurt to heart. I like it. All right. So the other in we want to mention was Charlie Cameron. You were saying with Christensen, you don't know how much time he's going to get or how good he's going to be. Getting Charlie Cameron
could
in.
Could be great. Yeah,
yeah, but Charlie Cameron plays that role better than Christensen does.
I think so too. I think Cameron's a better Christensen than Christensen.
Absolutely, and a lot younger.
Mm. Yeah, and had a breakout year this year. I thought he was great for Adelaide this year.
5 goals in a prelim.
Yeah, it's not a bad effort.
Yeah.
They can have a wing each.
And probably 3 or 4 Joe the Gooses over to Jenkins as well.
Right, you're you've always got to count those ones in. Mm. But he became an absolute live wire that, it was his best season by far. And you can't see a reason for him to go backwards. You're going to get more out of him.
Yeah, that was a great pickup. Even at 12.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing, you know, with Gold Coast and Brisbane, they're giving away high draft picks for players. But you got a player that wants to be there.
Yeah.
It's almost worth pick
to
one.
To us, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, we still struggle in away games because there's the go home factor. There's no great. Restaurants in Adelaide. Seriously, boys.
It's like the Senegalese Olympic team. They come in, it's like, all right, everyone coming home, everyone on the plane. Yeah. Where the fuck is our high jump team?
And then when we get him home, we relax too much.
So I think Charlie Cameron, if you said they went up 3 goals per game this year, you know, they could do that improvement again.
Well, if they had another 1 goal per game, they're going to finish about 12th.
Yeah. And he'd be stronger and another season under his belt. And
And I think too, even though they did finish 18th, it was 18th in a positive way, which is kind of funny to say. But Fagan won't be feeling under pressure because
he's safe.
Yeah, he is. And when your coach is safe, they can afford to implement a 3-year plan rather than go, all right, we just need to win by round 6.
And they can try a few things.
Yeah.
They can think long term.
You can develop players rather than just trying to get them up week to week.
And throw in a number one pick.
Absolutely.
Andrew McGrath was probably sensational.
Probably don't make him captain. But
that's it. We should mention we were recording this before the draft, so we don't know who's gone number one just yet. If they can, you get a contribution first year out of number one draft pick, you got to be happy.
Yeah,
but Hugh McCluggage will come along even more.
Yeah, he's a bit of a go home. He hasn't re-signed, so he's a little bit of a worry. I'm a bit worried about losing him. He's fantastic. But, like, guys, breakout seasons from sort of now, although Witherden had a fantastic season when he started playing off that halfback point. He's another guy that Hodge is just going to be invaluable for.
Well, I was going to say that with McCluggage too. Just having Hodge there to say, look, lad, if you've got 1 foot out the door, you're not playing this season. And if you're not playing this season, whoever you're trying to get to isn't going to value you.
Yeah.
You give everything you've got to 2018 and then decide, do I want to go or stay? But if
you're like that with Aish, he just had that bad season and then left.
Yeah. Oh, I love Aish. I love him at Collingwood. For some reason, I just love to give him shit. That's the only reason I watch Collingwood games, is to give Aish shit. And I don't know what I'm going to do now.
So let's have a look at their 2018 season. Their double ups are Gold Coast, of course. GWS, Collingwood, North and Hawthorn. As far as double ups go, finished 18th. It's about as good as you could hope for, really. Because North and Hawthorn and Collingwood, not looking at threats there. So if they can sneak a couple of extra wins there.
Yeah, I'm not terribly confident against any of those. I think Kangas have got our measure. I think, funnily enough, they finished.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One above us. Be nice to beat the Pies. Gold Coast will be. GWS we won't.
No, I think GWS are fairly safe. But there's North, Hawthorn, Collingwood, you know, they can mix it up. You know, they can create upsets there, like they did with Essendon this year.
Well, Hawthorn will be interesting.
They can create upsets for their own bloody supporters too. That's the problem. Yeah. They can turn up and then just not turn up.
And I think play Hawthorn in Brisbane this year, and I think that's the second time in 10 years or something like that. Because we like taking Brisbane down to Tassie for some reason. Probably because it's fucking cold.
Probably.
So we're down to Tassie again, though, aren't we?
Tassie this year. Yeah, of course. I'm not playing you at the MCG.
One thing, the Messiah, Paul Ruse, said one time when he came into the Melbourne
Praise footy, be his name.
Yeah, when he came into the Melbourne Footy Club, was he wasn't actually concerned about the wins, he was concerned about the percentage. So year on year, he wanted to just increase the percentage.
Yep.
Which inevitably comes with wins.
Yeah. Future champion.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, if you can do that, work it, and look at improvement in terms of actually the percentage at the end of the year, it's a much better measuring stick on the team's success rather than getting caught up in
wins and losses.
How many wins you're actually getting.
I mean, it's not...
It's not until you're finishing around ninth on the ladder that you have to really worry about percentage.
And your imaginary dog's dying. But there is. It's conceivable that Brisbane could get the same or less wins this year, but still improve.
I do like how you've done the imaginary dogs dying portion in the Brisbane thing, but anyone listening just Brisbane will not understand that. If you want to understand that joke, listen to the Melbourne one as well.
Yeah, we've got the cheese joke.
Like I say, we dropped the cheese joke in the first couple of minutes, so I think we're safe.
I know, I'm doing that for all 18.
Work for one.
I've had some dogs that died over the years. I mean, we've been fairly sad for a while.
This is becoming a therapy session.
No, this is going to be a therapy session. That's why I wanted halves in for the Brisbane one, because, you know, coming off a three-peat and then a period of not that much success. I'm a Hawthorn supporter. I just want to know what's coming. I just want to know what it's like.
But Harv is an original Fitzroy supporter as well, so he's run out of dog names.
The RSPCA's caught up a couple of times. Are you sure?
Look,
he's
moved to
Box Hill.
It is a problem. Being a Fitzroy supporter, and I see this with Saints and Melbourne, I'll throw Melbourne in there just because you're sitting so close to me, but, you know, without their misery, they don't have a lot out. And so you take little increments, but you get a bit... I remember Bulldogs people after the grand final turning to each other and going, what do we do now?
They didn't have to worry.
It's taken their identity away from them. There was a line from Deadwood, which I can't quite remember, which I think Wild Bill Hickok says to somebody, if I took the misery away from you, what's left? Yeah. You know, I don't know what you are. So that identity... Sorry?
That was sophisticated.
Deadwood? It's a great show. You should go back and watch Deadwood. Deadwood's a great show.
Great show.
There is that identity with the battlers and the strugglers in Fitzroy, but they had that taste, you know, that golden period, you know, those 01, 02 and 03 teams. It's one of the best midfields, you know, of all time.
Oh, awesome. Easy. But that's the thing, you can't hang on to the...
They're gone, yeah.
You can't hang on to that argument, oh, yeah, look, we're still better than Hawthorn's greatest team, we're still better than the Cats, and you do. You find yourself in pubs putting Power and Voss and Lappin against, you know, Hodgson.
Oh, just ask Chicago Bulls fans.
We've got to move on. You know, you want to win again.
know? Exactly. It's
a long time. My kids were, you know, my kids are 18 to 20 now and 15, and they were babies. Yeah.
So they've inherited.
They barely remember it. Yeah.
They've actually inherited your club, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's that. I'll sleep on the streets. I mean,
yeah. As is tradition.
Absolutely.
My mum was a baby when we won our last.
I think we said last year, like, I got two uncles that were born in the 60s, and they're Bulldog supporters. And they said, I just want to see him once. You know, just yeah. And
I do like that fact because one of them was supposed to meet up with his missus in Perth and he's just gone to a grand finals on. I'm going to Melbourne.
It's not happening.
You're on your own, Dale.
And she understood.
That was okay.
I wonder if there was a dip in membership because all those blokes say, you know, we win one and we'll die happy. Yeah. They've been saying it forever.
But, actually, I wanted to raise something too. John Blakey. His young lad's coming through. Mm. He's eligible for North. He's eligible for Brisbane and eligible for Sydney. I can handle Brisbane. Let's just make a pact that doesn't go to Sydney.
Yeah.
I don't want him to fucking get there.
I think it's nearly guaranteed he will. I reckon it's going to be Sydney for him. But
I think so too.
It's good to have options.
I think so too.
The last one I can remember that played under his dad was Ryan Pagan. Didn't end well.
No.
And to the point where he actually employs his dad at the real estate agent they work at now.
Does he really?
Speaking of father-son, the Lions look like getting more Harris's boy.
Oh, really?
Leon Harris's boy in this draft. Yeah.
Okay. Have they lodged the paperwork and all that?
I don't know. I just was reading a draft prospectus
somewhere. Yeah.
And I spoke to Leon about his boy last year. He's, you know, very non-committal about it. I think he might be on recruiting or something now, Leon.
Yep.
But he was a good player.
Yeah.
Mm. So I go back that far. So.
Now, see, I have to ask a lot of questions when it comes to draft because Hawthorn, we don't rock up until the fifth round when it comes to draft day. That's for other clubs to worry about.
He's got to be looking at the draft from round four. This is my golden sight.
You look at the next couple if you like, I think.
What about the Lions Academy? How's that been working?
Oh, not bad.
They surf well.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, they're all good surfers. Look, it's good. It's great. Oh, look, we need it up there. You know, the Lions need
help,
and locals. You know, I always say if we hadn't, you know, we needed that Kohler. You know, it's cheating, but we needed that to be as good as we were. And Sydney managed to hang on to it because they never beat Collingwood at grand final. Eddie would have stopped at a Lockwood. Had it been Collingwood at grand final. Yeah.
I think their marketing up there, though, it could be a bit more aggressive. I mean, you're competing against NRL, because you are, for young talent. If you just go in there and say, look, do you like sniffing blokes' buttholes? If no, maybe come join us.
I think there is that anonymity as well that goes with the AFL up in Brisbane. Although I haven't walked the streets up there or anything, but at least they can say, hey, people have heard of us, unlike Gold Coast.
Mm.
So they still have that, you know, as long as we're better than the next person, you know.
You know, that anonymity is fantastic for Buddy and Tony Lockett and Barry Hall, you know, infamous characters. But if I'm a 20-year-old kid and I'm out at a nightclub in Brisbane, I want people to know who I am. I want the girls in the... I want to walk in there and I want all the birds in the place to go, ah!
You're scrubbing your ears.
That's Ricky Walker!
You're scrubbing your ears trying to get cauliflower so you can pretend to be an NRL player.
Absolutely.
But it'd be like the Melbourne Rebels in Melbourne, wandering around. It's like, hey, I play for Melbourne Rebels. Who?
Yeah.
Where's Stephen Martin at for this year, do you think? Because it was quite vocal this year, I think, during the year. I don't know if it was substantiated or not, that you wouldn't mind coming back down to Melbourne.
I think that was a bit of the Cooper Cronk deal. The girlfriend or wife, I think, has a bit of a media profile. And
I was going to thought you were going to say he's doing something Cooper Cronk for
and
Jesus. Wouldn't mess with Cronk.
And wanted to come back to a bigger market for her. That's what I heard. But I reckon Steph Martin's a fantastic footballer.
Of course he is.
Absolutely great.
He's an absolute beast, as long as he doesn't get hit in the head.
I mean, we did have a lot of... that's a worry. We did have a lot of injuries last year, which was, you know, quite seriously, everybody does. But the last 10 years, we've, you know, been pretty decimated. So I think Steph Martin's a gun. Then that Archie Smith, the big tall guy from that was running around the twos, I sort of like the cut of his jib too.
Yep.
It's funny you talk about the injuries, and it's been one thing that's been common with Gold Coast as well. So some of it must come back to facilities, which is now with the Comm Games being in the area, it's being upgraded for the whole of the metropolitan Queensland. So I think if anything can improve it, you know, having med staff is obviously important, but the facilities they've got, which are going to be world class, certainly can't hurt the factor.
I think they're pretty ordinary now.
They're still those temp buildings, as far as I remember.
All right, so what do we see from Brisbane this year? Where do you reckon they're going to finish up on the ladder, Josh?
I think it's still going to be around the same zone. I've got them avoiding the Spoon, just because I think Gold Coast are going to be worse. But again, I think they'll move forward in average average score per game.
Yep.
And they'll put a lot of time into some of the young lads. So I think they'll still finish 17th, 16th, 15th. I've put them down to 17th as a sure thing, but it'll still be positive. I don't think they're going to get blown off the park.
Yeah, I've got him as 17th, and Brenton's not here, but he had him at 16th. But it's going to be more just looking for that improvement. Last year, Hipwood, there were only four games where he failed to kick a goal. So if he can even reduce that, and you count on him for 1 to 2 per game, that's a good season.
He's handy.
Yeah. So what's the pass mark, Harves? Is it just on-field improvement?
Yeah, just on-field improvement. I don't think a race up the ladder at this stage is that important. I mean, it is for supporters, and we want to get more wins, and we've got to start winning here, and we've got to make the Gabba a fortress again.
Does it need more inflatable lions?
I think a few more. Just around the ground.
Just don't do maybe the Dockers anchor inflatable.
The giant phallic anchor.
imagine your jumper having an anchor on it. How is that ever going to work? I wouldn't be surprised if we could sort of get up to 13th, 14th. I just don't know whether some teams are going to come on. I think a few teams might go backwards this year. Anyway, isn't that the great thing about Bulldogs and Tigers winning that anything can happen. I mean, I can't see us winning the flag, but anything can happen.
Well, let's be honest, if you finish ahead of Collingwood, that's great.
That's
a giant win.
You can finish Buckley's career again.
It's fantastic. I'm going in there 14th on the ladder, I reckon.
That's
I reckon,
a nice little climb.
I reckon their list isn't nearly as bad as, I mean, half the reason people don't pay any attention to their list is they don't know
them.
The players are because they don't show any bloody games in Victoria.
I don't think we've played on a Friday night in 100 years, even when we're winning flags. We don't get any of those marquee games and that sort of stuff. So, people don't know how good players are.
To me, that's a massive problem. Like, look at even Gold Coast huge. Have the China game.
Huge.
But what would you say is Brisbane's marquee game of the season? Because it escapes me.
Probably Collingwood at the Gabba this year will probably be.
But
because the away crowd.
Yeah, because Collingwood will bring.
But again, that's just a match-up game. Yep. It's not like a game where you're like, all right, on our calendar, this is a must-win because it's an occasion.
We don't get them. They've
tried with the Q clash, but nobody. It's just not capturing it because neither team's been successful since Gold Coast has been around. You know, especially Gold Coast.
Well, I mean,
but they've tried.
I do like how they when they play in Melbourne quite frequently. They wear the Fitzroy Guernsey. I think that's something they should exploit even further.
Yeah, I don't get why they don't. I mean, look, the Lions probably would have ended up with the jumper, with the lion on the front of the jumper, which is, pretty good jumper. It's probably even better than, I'll get stoned for saying this, but it's probably better than the old jumper we had. But I think all the old Fitzroy people that were going to jump on board have by now.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any more with it.
Yeah.
No. You know?
Yep.
But having said that, I think a large portion of Brisbane's followers are former Fitzroy followers. Because, being Fitzroy followers, they know how to stick it out between success.
Absolutely. I mean, my kids, don't remember Fitzroy. We were born after Fitzroy, but, they fondly remember and have seen Fitzroy games. And, they have Fitzroy jumpers and they know who they've worn Kevin Murray's Brownlow and, all that sort of stuff.
Wow. So,
yeah, I love that it still you go to the Etihad and there's the Fitzroy Museum there. It's sensational. They try pretty hard. They've always been really good with the Fitzroy members, they've always sort of really looked after us. A lot of people probably don't get
It's because the AFL didn't.
Well, yeah, or they didn't. Yeah, Ross Oakley's an arsehole.
Yep. All right, I think that will do us for Brisbane. Thanks again, and halftime.com.au to see your work. And Ricky, again, thanks for Sports Berserk. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Cheers. Luck.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.